From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati pushed for an equitable global economic recovery at the recent World Bank Group IMF Development Committee meeting. The Minister of Finance, who was representing the member countries of the Southeast Asia's Voting Group, or CVG, said that the acceleration of economic recovery will depend on several things, including access to and distribution of vaccines, fiscal capacity, and global supply chain. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno on Saturday said that the museum would be the best partner for quality tourism development in Indonesia. Museums should innovate by developing thematic tourism products, utilize the Cleanliness, Health, Safety, and Environment, or CHSE, certification for tourism destination for adapting to the new normal. Vice Finance Minister Suhasil Nazara on Saturday said that investment, which has begun to show an upward trend, will be one of the engines of national economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2021. The transmission of the Delta variant of COVID-19 began to decline in September 2021, thereby increasing the mobility of people. Let's move it on to the international news. The White House will lift COVID-19 travel restrictions for fully vaccinated international visitors starting November 8. White House spokesman Kevin Munoz confirmed on Twitter that the policy is guided by public health, stringent and consistent. The full reopening of international travel is also critical to reviving economies around the globe, reinvigorating communities and supporting millions of jobs in the US and abroad. The United States has administered 407.4 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine as of Saturday morning and distributed 494.9 million doses. The CDC tally includes two-dose vaccine from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech and Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine. Over 10.1 million people have received a booster dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine since August 13, when the U.S. authorized a third dose of the vaccine for those with compromised immune system. Russia reported a record 1,002 deaths from coronavirus on Saturday, the first time the daily number has passed the 1,000 mark since the start of the pandemic. Russia estimates that 45% of its population may have an immunity to the novel coronavirus after receiving a vaccine or recovering from the illness, data published by the Coronavirus Task Force on Saturday showed. NASA launched a first-of-its-kind mission on Saturday to study Jupiter's Trojan asteroid, two large clusters of space rocks that scientists believe are remnants of primordial material that formed the solar system's outer planets. The space probe, dubbed Lucy, and packed inside a special cargo capsule, lifted off on schedule from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida at 5:34 a.m. local time. Scientists hope Lucy's closed-up flyby of seven Trojans will yield new clues to how the solar system's planets came to be formed about 4.5 billion years ago and what shaped their present configuration. That was the news. Indonesian Minister of Religion formed a crisis management team for the organization of Hajj and Umrah pilgrimage tours 1443 Hijri 2022. The team was prepared after the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, announced that the government of Saudi Arabia has given permission for the implementation of Umrah for Indonesian pilgrims. The information was submitted by the Saudi government through a diplomatic note from the Saudi Arabian Embassy in Jakarta on October 8. The Director General of Hajj and Umrah at the Ministry of Religion, Hilman Latif, in a written statement last Wednesday, October 13, said the formation of the team was part of the process of accelerating preparation for the implementations of the Hajj and Umrah during the COVID-19 pandemic. He said the government was trying to facilitate the pilgrims in an integrated manner in organizing Umrah and Hajj during the pandemic. The team come from various elements including the Ministry of Religion, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Transportation, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Hilman Latif also explained the team was in charge of designing, preparing, and coordinating crisis mitigation policies and plans on the implementation of the Hajj and Umrah pilgrimage in 1443 Hijri. Regarding the preparation of the Umrah pilgrimage, he asked his staff to make a number of efforts, including coordinating with the government of Saudi Arabia. Furthermore, preparing vaccinations and health checks for Umrah pilgrims, opening access to vaccination data for Umrah pilgrims, and preparing a scheme for the departure and return of Umrah pilgrims. Then, coordinate technical policies for Umrah pilgrimage with ministries, Association of Umrah, Travel Organizer, and Airlines, as well as hold discussion of reference cost for organizing Umrah pilgrimage during the pandemic. Hilman Latif also said it is necessary to discuss efforts to prepare the Hajj lodging as a place for quarantine for Umrah, as well as simulation and socialization of policies for organizing Umrah during the pandemic. All started in history with October 17, 1952, when the October 17 incident in Jakarta occurred. On October 17, 1952, an incident occurred due to differences of opinion within the Indonesian military. Military perceptions is split in two. There are those who want the rationalizations of the army according to its function. On the other hand, there are also those who want the army to continue to play a dual function, in this case politics, because it gets approval from the then Provisional People's Representative Councils, or DPRS. This also resulted in the emergence of demands to dissolve the DPRS. On October 17, 1952, military officers along with 30,000 soldiers staged demonstrations in front of the Merdeka Palace. Tanks, cannons, and artillery weapons were even brought there. However, this was not real resistance. They only asked for parliaments to be dissolved and conflicts within the military to end immediately. Moving on October 17, 1987, when the World Poverty Eradication Day was commemorated for the first time. World Poverty Eradication Day is observed every year on October 17 around the world. This commemoration was recognized by the United Nations in 1992. However, the first commemoration of this event was held in Paris, France in 1987 when 100,000 people gathered at the Human Rights and Liberties Plaza in Trocadero to honor victims of hunger, poverty, violence, and threats. I'll end today in history with October 17, 2018, when the attack on Kerj Polytechnic occurred. On October 17, 2018, a bomb exploded and a shooting took place in the canteen of the Kerj Polytechnic in Kerj, Crimea. At least 19 people died and 50 were injured. The director of the Polytechnic, Olga Grebenikova, said that the perpetrators detonated a bomb in the cafeteria, then opened fire on students and staffs indiscriminately. The explosions occurred on the first floor, while the shooting occurred on the second floor. Initial reports suggested that the attack was carried out by a fourth-year student who later committed suicide on the second floor. This fourth-year student is suspected of having a bitter grudge against this polytechnic.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
In the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email which was sent by Didarul Iqbal in Bangladesh. Hello sir, thank you so much for your compliment in our program Hello Listener. And thank you for participating in and enjoying the program. Special for you and VOI Fan Club of Bangladesh, here is a beautiful song.
Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu, yang mengisi mimpi. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu, otakkan terganti. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu. Kau satu di setiap nafasku, kau satu-satunya upayaku untuk hidup baru, tinggalkan semua gelapnya hidupku. Yang mengisi mimpi. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu. Oh takkan
cuma kamu, ku takkan berpaling kasih.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said Papua province is not only rich in natural resources but also full of talented human resources. He said this related to the successful implementation of the 20th National Sports Week Pon in Papua. According to him, this shows that the province has become the power of the national sports elite. Closing the pond at the Lukas Nmb Stadium in Jayapura, Papua Friday night, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said, talent possessed by the people of Papua such as showed in the 20th pond will be the key to the progress and prosperity of the land of Papua. According to the Vice President, it is these talents that will bring progress and prosperity to the people of Papua. Thus he said, the wealth of natural resources in Papua will provide the greatest benefit to the people of Papua, including the indigenous Papuans themselves. The Vice President invites all communities in various circles in Papua to work hard in maintaining the existing potentials so that the speed of development can be realized soon. On that occasion, the Vice President also congratulated the Papua contingent on the medal's achievement in the 20th pond. As the host, the Papuan contingent was ranked fourth by winning 93 gold medals, 66 silver medals, and 102 bronze medals. Previously, in the 2016 PON, Papua only ranked 8. Meanwhile, the West Java contingent becomes the largest medal collectors in the 2021 National Sports Week PON in Papua, followed by DKI Jakarta in second place and East Java in third place.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. Hello sir, thank you for listening to our English program. I'm really glad because with CO444 means Voice of Indonesia can be heard clearly. Keep listening and stay healthy. And here is a beautiful song for you.
You miss me like I'm the only one. Enjoy. Au revoir.
RR was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Pal Beach is located in Marinso Village, North Minahasa Regency, North Sulawesi. This tourist attraction was officially opened to public on February 9, 2015. It is called Pal Beach because the beach has two pals or poles as the borders of the area. One is located between Marinso and Pulisan Village and the other is located between Marinso and Kalinaung Village on the coast. Get to the Pal Beach in North Minahasa, which is often said similar to the famous Kuta Beach in Bali, is not difficult because it is located on the Likupang Bitung Road. From Bitung Port City, it is only 35 kilometers away. Before arriving at the beach, you will see a post to pay for vehicle entrance ticket. From this post, you can already smell the sea, which indicates you have arrived at the beach. After walking approximately 50 meters from the parking lot, then you can see the beauty of the Pal Beach. The white sandy beach stretches approximately 500 meters from north to south. In the center, the sand grains are very fine, while farther north they are getting coarser. So is the conditions of the sea. In the middle, the bottom is sandy, while more to the north or south tends to be rocky or composed of coral. This is also what makes the color of the seawater in the middle bright blue and the rest a bit greenish. Most visitors prefer to be in this sandy area in the middle, but snorkeling enthusiasts would prefer to be in a rocky location because they can see many types of fish in the crevices of the reef. Conditions of the beach itself tends to be sloping, and along the coast there are still many trees that seems to be a clear boundary between water and land. This is the beauty that visitors often talk about. If you don't bring your own provisions, you don't have to worry, because there are stalls selling food and beverage and other facilities needed for visitors around the beach. So if you happen to be in North Sulawesi, especially North Minahasa, Pal Beach can be an interesting holiday destination.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For home, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Now we will reply an email from Akhil Bashir in Pakistan. He is one of the winners of VOI International Quiz. Hello sir, thank you for being loyal listeners of our broadcast. We hope you always monitor to our broadcast and send reception report. Thank you. Special for you, here is a beautiful song.
Di saat ruang dan waktu udah terhapus suasana, sana nanti kau tak temukan warnamu. Janganlah menyerah, no. Janganlah menyerah, no. Masa depan tak sanggup memperjuangkan. Janganlah menyerah, no. Janganlah menyerah. Tanpa dirimu ku takkan di sini menghidupkan rasa yang mati. Kau terus ku coba. Lewati dan kita melangkah lagi. Di saat kita bersama lalui semua rintangan dunia, rasa takut segan
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
plastic waste is one of the environmental problems today. If not managed properly and appropriately, its existence is harmful to the environment. Besides being able to disrupt the food chain, plastic waste is also a toxic waste that is harmful to the environment. Kajamada University students utilize plastic waste into a multifunctional Bluetooth speaker equipped with a power bank feature. The innovation was developed by Hafifah Putri Farah Diaz, Amuirul Fauzan Ibrahim, Rifki Kurniawan, Husin Alfikri Lubis, Syafaat Mahrus Ali. This product was developed through the Students' Creativity Program in Entrepreneurship. Program team leader Hafifah said, the product named Saura has a multifunctional, unique, affordable, practical, and eco-friendly concept. Saura itself is taken from the Sanskrit word which means beautiful voice. Hafifah, as reported by UGM's official website on Thursday, said it was called multifunctional because Saura combines two features, namely Bluetooth speakers and power bank in one product. This tool is made with a unique style of marble motif using wood and ordinary printed plastic. Besides being easy to carry everywhere, this product also has the additional feature of a power bank with a capacity of 7,500 mAh per hour, which can last up to 12 hours. Meanwhile, Syafaat Mahrus added that Saura is made from recycled HDPE plastic with a class 4 compressive strength or equivalent to Sengon wood and has a tensile strength equivalent to teak wood. The presence of this product is expected to provide choices for consumers for unique and environmentally friendly products. In addition, this innovation also helps solve the problems of plastic waste.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib tight. Wash your hands with soap, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Take your time.
go to the tempo, ay, take two for the tango, ay, I grow when I let go. Wishes only got me sinking, skin to skin, oh, I like what I'm feeling. If you don't know what it's like, it's alright. Let me take the ride and we can ignite. I'll let you have your way till moonlight, pools like twilight, call me after cloud nine.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you with a song by a young singer with a special voice, namely Itkitaf. The singer, whose real name is Brigita Meliala, released a new single titled Takut on October 1st, 2021. Prior to its release, Itkitaf had leaked this song through her social media 8 days after she turned 20. She realized about many things in life and reflected all kinds of worries in the song Takut. Through this song, Itkitaf invites listeners to make sense of the feelings of worry to the deepest fear that is experienced by everyone in every phase of life. The lyrics for the song Takut were made when Itkitaf went on a vacation trip with her family to celebrate her birthday. She got inspiration to write the lyrics when she sat for a long time on the beach while enjoying the sound of the waves from night to morning. Listener, here is Itkitaf with the song Takut. Happy listening.
Sudah di kepala dua, harus mulai dari mana. Ambisiku berkecolak, antusias tak karuan, banyak mimpi-mimpi yang kan ku kejar. Lika-liku perjalanan, ku terjebak sendirian. Tumbuh dari kebaikan, bangkit dari kesalahan, berusaha pendamkan kenyataan bahwa takut tambah dewasa, takut aku kecewa, takut tak seindah yang kukira. Takut tambah dewasa, takut aku kecewa, takut tak sekuat yang sering
tak seindah yang kukira. Aku sudah dewasa, aku sudah kecewa. Memang tak sekuat yang kukira. Aku tetap bernafas, meski sering tercekam. Aku tetap bernafas, meski aku tak merasa bebas. Memang tak seindah yang kukira.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Rasakan getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa serasa. Ada sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku. Pertama diriku pun tergoda kilaunya matamu. Runtuhkan angkunya dinding hati, goyahkan batas sepiku.
Untuk ku datang
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
To sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.